Hello and welcome to the Manager Mojo Show. Steve Caldwell here, and we're so glad that you're here. We use our mojo to really become greater leaders. Now, let's get started by listening to something good.
Oh, I feel good. I knew that.
Want to make 2017 your best year ever? Then let me be your teacher, your mentor. I've prepared special courses and webinars for you that will help you succeed and to give you access directly to me. Go to mojouniversity.com and sign up today. You have nothing to lose. Try me for 30 days, and if you aren't satisfied, I guarantee you a full refund, no questions asked. Don't go it alone. Let me be your guide at mojouniversity.com. Be successful today.
Oh, I feel good. I knew that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would not. So good, so good. I got you.
Hello and welcome to the Manager Mojo Show. Steve Caldwell here. And my message today is going to be on what to do with a naysayer or naysayers. Now, what do I mean by a naysayer? I'm talking about that person that says, no, 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 that won't work to everything that you or any team member does. In other words, they're so negative that you just want to kill them. You know the person. You've had them. I've had them. It's really tough. And why do I want to talk about this? Because I think it's a bigger problem than most people really acknowledge in their businesses. And frankly, most of us don't know what to do with them. And I couldn't help but be reminded about it recently by looking at politics in the United States. Ever since the Trump administration came into power, the Democratic Party, regardless of your politics, the Democratic Party has had one strategy and one strategy alone. They have said no, no, no to every single thing that goes on. They don't offer any new ideas. They just simply are saying no. And I have to wonder sometimes if people understand just how ineffective always saying no can be. It's just a matter of time before anybody will quit listening to anything you have to say if all you want to do is say no to everything that comes down your way. And I actually am kind of amused by it because I don't really enjoy watching politics at all. And I think most Americans are about as disgusted as I've been over the years, and that Congress and our political system, they talk a lot of words, they say a lot of stuff, but their actions are really inconsistent with what they say. And yet in business, that's not an option. You can't resist action in your business. You can't just argue about it. You have to make a decision. You have to move on in order to serve your customers. Your customer is not going to be very happy if all you and your employees are doing is arguing with one another and not giving them a solution. They're going to fire you and go to another company that will solve their needs. So being a naysayer in business just is really not acceptable on an ongoing or continuum that never gets resolved. And I'll bet that you've had that person on your team that's always negative, and you probably don't really know or have a process for how to get them to change. And just keep in mind that change is really difficult for people. Some people are wired with a certain negativism in their life. They may come at it with a really crappy attitude. Maybe something bad happened to them at some point in their life, and they believe everybody else is responsible for any little negative thing that happens to them. I mean, we all meet those people. They're the people that the glass is always half empty instead of being half full. And I understand it. I accept it. I accept them for who they are. However, I look at the reality of business, which is, okay, we have to disagree and then move on. That's what you have to do. You have to come to that agreement. But what do you do? How do you help that person? And I guess the first thing that you have to do is say that you really value that person for all of their contributions, and you just want to keep them on the team, but you'd love to change that negative energy all the time. So you have to make that decision first. But if in fact you make that decision, here's some things that I would recommend that you do that will help that naysayer on your team start to kind of change their attitude a little bit. The first thing that you've got to do is that you've got to be very specific and help them understand their actions. And what do I mean by that? You've got to tangibly describe how their actions affect other people. Now, this is where, as a manager, you have to really utilize your listening skills. And in addition to listening skills, I highly recommend you also practice your documentation skills. And that is, you listen to exactly what they said, you write down exactly what those words were, and then you schedule a meeting with that individual to review how other people interpreted their words and what it meant. And I can tell you from personal experience, when you actually review exactly what somebody said with them, it's like putting a mirror to their face that they never saw before. Because most people just hear their head voice. They hear themselves saying stuff, but in their brain is interpreting it differently than what they intended. And so they're absolutely clueless often that other people looked at that as being overly negative. But if in fact you can repeat their words directly to them out of your mouth, and then you say, look, this is what that person heard, this is what I heard, then you become able to actually put that reflective mirror up in front of the other person to understand that their words, their actions are really affecting the organization negatively. Now, you can't just do that and have that discussion and be totally negative. You just can't. Because if you're negative, what you're doing is you're just saying, well, they're going to look at you and they're going to say, well, look, all you're doing is being negative. You're not helping me any. I mean, yeah, okay, I made them upset and they were negative, but what do I do now? And so what you've got to be prepared to do is that you've got to explain what a positive narrative might sound like and could sound like. And you have to demonstrate that for them. And show them very clearly how other people could take the same amount of information, but guess what? Now I get it. It's a little bit different than what it was before, and I get it totally, and it turns from a negative into a positive. So you have to be able to describe that positive narrative so that the other person can understand how they can impact others in a much better way than what they did. Now, I'm also highly aware that some people are just so intent on being negative, 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 that they're not going to change. And this is often your clue as a leader that what you really have is that you have an employee that is what I call actively disengaged. In other words, they've already decided that you're an idiot, your company's an idiot, they don't like working there, they've already started looking for another job, and so what they're doing is they're trying to drag everybody down to justify their actions for leaving. And this active disengagement is one of those areas where managers just screw up. They let them stay too long. If somebody has gotten to the point, you've counseled them, you've given them positive narratives, and they're still being negative, they're still tearing everybody down, you need to promote them to customer as fast as possible. In other words, terminate them, get them out, cut the cancer out of the organization. Constant negative attitudes just really are contrary to the human experience. We cannot go to work and work 40, 50, 60 hours a week and be surrounded by nothing but negative influence. We absolutely will resist it. I've seen it over and over and over again. And the idea here is that that individual, if they're really that unhappy, believe me, they want you to force them to go on somewhere else. So go ahead and feel free to make that happen. Of course, you'll have to follow all of your HR processes. That's where a good documentation and review system is so important. And it's also why I personally use Evernote to document those conversations that are critical, because my memory is not good enough for me to remember every single thing that I do and I say when it comes to correcting activity. And so I believe that it's imperative that we do take good notes. The other thing, that this is another example of where, if in fact you're doing this well, you will have had not just one, not just two, but multiple conversations with these naysayer individuals to try to correct the behavior. And if it doesn't, you don't have anything to feel guilty about. You don't have anything to feel sorry about if that person is no longer a part of your organization. So the next time that you find yourself with this naysayer in the group, I want you to go back, listen to this particular episode. It'll encourage you and it'll help you to take the right actions so that you can lead your team in an effective and productive manner. Thanks for listening, and I'd love to hear your thoughts. Steve@ManagerMojo.com. Steve@ManagerMojo.com. Have an awesome day. Steve here, and one last reminder. I want to thank you for listening to the show, and I want to encourage you, go over to MojoUniversity.com. Before you forget it, make sure you sign up for our training site. And let me be your teacher this year. I promise you, you're going to be successful. You're going to love it. Go to MojoUniversity.com and sign up today.